I'm Kelly Wilkinson with a look at how language barriers can become barriers to receiving quality health care and some new recommendations to eliminate those barriers. This is a special report for California Healthline, a daily news service from the California Healthcare Foundation. It can be hard enough for native English speakers to muddle their way through the arcane language of healthcare. That's even harder and sometimes impossible for people who aren't proficient in English. Here in California, that's 1 in 5 people. A recent study from the University of California, Berkeley School of Public Health, funded by the California Program on Access to Care, recently took a closer look at those language groups and how they utilize healthcare. Mary Masland is an associate researcher at UC Berkeley. She co-authored the study with a professor from the School of Public Health.
The doctors end up struggling, trying to understand what's going on. The patients are incredibly frustrated and scared, and, you know, they can't get their problem handled. So a lot more tests are ordered. There's a lot of misunderstanding on the part of the patient about what the follow-up instructions are or how the medications are supposed to be used.
Maslin says ultimately that means big inefficiencies for healthcare providers and a lower quality of healthcare for non-native English speakers. She says the country's recent focus on health information technology may help.
Maybe a flag in the patient's computer file indicating that they don't speak English, and that could pop up on the screen when they're at the pharmacy, for example, and that would alert the pharmacy staff that the person needs an interpreter.
Kaiser Permanente has long been a pioneer in health IT and electronic medical records. Gail Tang is director for National Linguistic and Cultural Programs at Kaiser. More than 130 languages are spoken among its patient population. And Tang says its workforce is also becoming more diverse.
It is wonderful to have this level of diversity. At the same time, we want to make sure that the level of linguistic proficiency is adequate in a clinical encounter.
Kaiser is the first healthcare provider in the country to research and develop a system for evaluating language proficiency among its caregivers. It's called the Clinician Cultural and Linguistic Assessment, and Tang says it ensures that bilingual staff members are able to communicate with patients who speak other languages.
A lot of folks who've been in this country for a number of years may feel perfectly comfortable speaking English in their day-to-day interactions, let's say going to the bank, going to the grocery store, having those kind of exchanges. When it comes to healthcare, it's a very personal issue, and a lot of our patients we find are more comfortable speaking in their native tongue.
The UC study made several recommendations to make that more realistic. The authors recommend that the state encourage more bilingual medical professionals and invest in new technologies such as call centers and video interpretation. Those kind of investments seem unlikely in the midst of a financial crisis, but the study said that costs could be recouped by making healthcare delivery more efficient. Merging resources is another strategy. The Missouri Telehealth Network works with several organizations to provide video interpretation for non-English-speaking patients. Rachel Mutro is director of the network.
With a model like this, you can pool your resources. Even here at the University of Missouri in Columbia, we have a fairly big population, and we have a lot of our own interpreters. However, we certainly don't have 35 different languages on staff as interpreters, and often our interpretive staff will be stressed to do on-site interpretation, where this video model will just really increase your capacity.
And there are more low-tech solutions. Providing typed instead of handwritten prescriptions and directions can make a big difference in comprehension. And community members can be trained by healthcare providers to encourage their peers to go to the doctor more often. Margaret O'Kane is president of the National Committee for Quality Assurance. The NCQA recently recognized several health plans for efforts to reduce language and cultural barriers to quality care. O'Kane says that requires a profound shift in perspective among caregivers, maybe even borrowing strategies from another industry.
When we're trying to push out information about how to take care of your diabetes or, you know, what you need to do to keep yourself well, we have a more passive frame of mind, and it's just kind of, you know, I just put it out there and I hope people use it. But I think marketing people, they're much more goal-oriented in terms of connecting. So they test their materials. They actually test the uptake and so on. So getting into that mindset, I think, is what we need to do.
This has been a special report for California Healthline, a daily news service from the California Healthcare Foundation. If you have feedback or other issues you'd like to have addressed, please email us at chl@chcf.org. I'm Kelly Wilkinson. Thanks for listening.